All right, welcome back to another Far From Short podcast, everyone. I'm your host, Brayson, and I have my guest, well, not guest, co-host.
Kimberly.
Yeah, so it's been 21 days since we've had Kraken hockey. We are now in the second round of the playoffs, and the Avalanche are playing right now.
Against the Dallas Stars.
Against the Dallas Stars. It's 4-0 currently in the second intermission. We do our podcast inside the laundry room because it has the best quality noise.
Yeah, it's a closet.
It's a closet. So our laundry room / closet area. And we're in the living room now because we're in the middle of the move, as you all know. And we can only do it on the couch. The podcast. So we've been doing it. We only have one chair. And that chair is meant for you. And I sit on the ground or I sit on one of our bench stools.
Yeah, it's like a high top bar stool.
Yeah. And it's like really bad on my booty.
Yeah, because it doesn't have a cushion or anything.
Yeah. And so if it sounds kind of echoey on Kimberly or my part, it's because we're in our living room right now. And I don't know if you care or not, but it is what it is. We're going to figure it out when we move. But yes. Oh, okay, so the Kraken, no news there. Do you think there is news?
No news yet. Have nothing about the coaches.
Yeah, we're still waiting on the coaches.
Have you seen any trades yet? I know
that. Oh, the trades. That's right. So the Kraken, number 8 in the NFL draft. NFL, NHL.
You say that every time.
Every time.
You always trick me.
Yeah, so what else is new? Oh, okay. A couple of players on Instagram. Maddie Beniers is in Europe.
Oh, that's fun.
So was Brandon Tanev. Yeah, Brandon Tanev.
Is in Europe?
Brandon Tanev's in Europe. I saw Vienna, Austria. He's also with someone else. I think it was McCann.
That's fun.
Yeah, I know.
And then you said that Grubauer is back in Germany right now on his plane.
Grubauer looks like he's suited up in his Germany uniform for his national team. Because the Hockey World Cup or something like that. The Cottage World Cup.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Also, Larson is enjoying his time with his child.
New baby girl.
I showed you the picture of that.
That was a cute picture.
It was a one-time picture kind of deal. And yeah, there are a bunch of them also thanking us fans on Instagram. So like, thank you for a great season and all that stuff. So that's pretty cool. And like I said, glad to see the guys enjoying their time on their off season.
Yeah, definitely get a refresh.
Hopefully before this summer practice.
And hopefully that helps too.
And I'm fully like thinking that everyone should attend that summer practice, to be honest, with the season we had last season.
I understand. You think all the players should go?
Not cracking news, but the NHL bracket, you're able to do a second round. You get a second chance, I would say. Did you do your second chance?
I did.
Did you change anything?
I changed a little bit, but not much. I think I really just changed.
I changed one of my matchups. You could pull yours up right now, but I guess I'll talk about mine. I initially had the Kings beating the Oilers in the first round, and obviously that didn't happen. So naturally, I picked the Oilers, matched up against the Vancouver Canucks. And I initially had the Canucks beating the Kings in the second round, but now I have the Oilers. So the Oilers moved up and stuff like that. So from the handful of playoff series I've got to watch with the Canucks and the Predators, I think the Canucks are going to win that, the Edmonton Oilers thing.
Yeah, we'll see.
Especially with that game. I know you went to bed early that game, but it was sweet.
Really?
Yeah, it was sweet.
Yeah, I still have my Western conference as the same. And then the only thing I really had to change were just, I had to change my second round. Well, I kept my who I thought was going to win off of the second round, but the people that they were going against changed, right? Mm. So I still said Boston and I still said the Rangers.
So okay.
I guess I really didn't change anything.
Oh, wait, the Boston for the Western Conference?
Eastern Conference. Western Conference
Eastern
was
Conference final?
Eastern Western Conference I kept the same, and then Eastern Conference, the only thing that changed was who I said who was going to go against my people, because the two people that I thought were going to move on, or that, yeah, that were going to move on, didn't. So I thought the Tampa Bay Lightnings were going to move on, and they didn't.
Why did you choose the Lightning?
It's just the Lightnings.
Yeah, I guess so.
And then I thought the Islanders were going to win, but the Canes won. But I still have the Bruins and the Rangers going against each other.
I have the Florida Panthers going against the Rangers. And then on the Western side, I have Avalanche and the Canucks.
Yeah, I do too.
And then Avalanche winning that and the Rangers winning against the Panthers. So, the Rangers are looking good. We just watched their game. I can't even remember. Oh, it was OT. They went into OT.
Oh, for the Rangers? Yeah. And now they're 3-0.
Yeah, so they're probably going to win that. Yeah, so unfortunately, sucks to be a Canes fan. I remember hearing in the beginning of the season, remember before the season started, there's this lady that was talking, I have the Canes winning the Stanley Cup or going pretty far.
Was that like an announcer that said
that?
Yeah,
an announcer. Do you remember that?
No, I don't.
Okay. So, yeah. So, the Kraken have an 8th round pick.
Mm-hmm.
And it's scheduled to be on June 28th and June 29th is when they'll start doing the actual thing.
Got it.
Yeah, so not sure where the Kraken are and who they're picking, but I don't know. We'll see. I'm hoping they would make a decent addition to the Firebirds, because I don't know if they will go directly to the team.
I think they would. Typically they do, right?
No.
Oh.
I don't know.
Well, I'm just
if
thinking
they aren't good enough.
Bedard,
yeah,
was a first-round pick.
Mm-hmm.
But and he went directly onto the team.
So the first round pick this year is San Jose.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. San Jose for sure. So not only the draft, but I'm also looking forward to, you know, who we pick that is unrestricted free agent.
Mm-hmm.
So there are a bunch of people in my mind that I think that we should pick up. You were saying that. No. I was saying that there's a potential to pick up Reinhart.
Oh, yeah. You were saying that.
Mm-hmm.
And he's from the Panthers.
There's also one guy that I'm looking at on the Vegas Golden Knights, Marchessault.
Oh, yeah.
He's pretty good. He's 33, though, 34. So, I don't know.
So?
I don't know. Do you think that's, like, kind of an older age?
No.
Okay. Because I was thinking, like, okay, maybe that might be a little too old.
No. Isn't Ovechkin that age?
I don't know. Mid-30s. Look it up.
Yeah, well, so every time I see Alex Ovechkin and then compared to Sidney Crosby, I'm always like, dang.
Yeah.
I think Ovechkin probably has a little bit of vitiligo.
Yeah. So, Marchessault's contract is up this season, and I hope Ron Francis could do something about that. I could talk about that a little bit more later, but I haven't really like deep dived into it, but he seems, from what I saw, if you look on, for you listeners out there, you could go on to capfriendly.com or something like that, and then you can go and see who's up for restricted free agents and unrestricted free agents. What you got?
Alex, well, this is interesting. His name is Alexander Mikhailovich, which I think is funny because, like, you know, my brother's name, Ovechkin. He is 38.
Oh, okay.
So, and he's still playing strong.
Yeah, I think he's sticking around so he could beat one of Wayne Gretzky's old records. Mm-hmm. Is the talk of the...
Makes sense.
Talk of the town right now. So, I don't know. There are a couple offensive players, you know, that I'm looking at also. But, you know, hopefully we can get somebody. So, Defensively, if we were to get rid of Schultz, because he is a UFA this season, hopefully, I don't think we're going to pick somebody up, but we're going to move Riker Evans up. If someone buys Schultz, or you know what I mean? If someone buys Schultz, we move Riker Evans up.
That wouldn't be bad.
That would be amazing. Anyway, back to the main topic of this podcast.
I'm ready.
Player profile. Player spotlight. Any guesses?
Is it ironically Schultz?
No. He's a defenseman. Young defenseman.
Yeah. Is it Riker Evans?
No. You got one more.
Oh. Borgen.
Yeah, it is Will Borgen. Will Borgen. Woohoo. Will Borgen, you are now a part of this podcast. He's not on this podcast. Don't get too excited. We're just going to talk about his little player profile. It's kind of short and sweet, to be honest. So, yeah, Will Borgen. Hell yeah. Borgen is an American hockey player and was born on December 19th, 1996. So you're older than him by 2 months.
When?
December 19th.
Oh.
96.
Just by a month.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know. I don't know my months, to be honest. If you guys could do the math, you'll figure it out. He grew up in Moorhead, Minnesota. He went to high school in Moorhead, then went on to play college at St. Cloud State University, where he majored in sports management.
Where's that?
Minnesota.
Oh, okay.
So he just stayed in Minnesota.
Got it.
Yeah, so maybe he'll be a general manager one day.
Ooh, maybe.
Maybe, yeah. I could see it. He's a hothead, you know. His first taste of the NHL was with the Buffalo Sabres out in New York. He played with the Buffalo Sabres. He was drafted by the Buffalo Sabres.
Oh.
Yeah, so yes.
What number was he?
He was in some round, not the first round, but a later round and then like a two-digit pick or something. I don't know. I can't remember. I didn't deep dive too much into it. I don't think that, you know.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So, yeah. Where was I? Yeah, he played with the Buffalo Sabres 2018 to 2021, then acquired a spot with the Kraken during the expansion process. Borgen shoots right. He weighs around 204 pounds, and he's 6'3".
I was going to say, he's pretty slim, so he's got to be tall.
Yeah, he's tall. With skates? I don't know. How tall are skates? Like 3 inches?
I don't know.
So 6'6". 6'6" on the ice.
Yeah, but he looks slim. So for you to say he's 200 pounds, he's...
He doesn't look slim to me. He's just... I don't know.
He doesn't look big or burly.
Not burly.
No. Anyways.
He's fit.
He's fit.
Yeah. Borgen is one of the main defensive players, and he plays alongside his fellow defenseman, Jamie Oleksiak, on the second line behind Larson and Dunn. So, Borgen's salary with the Seattle Kraken is $2,700,000 as of 23-24.
That's for 1 year or for?
His contract is up next season. Next season. So, in 2025 is where he'll go unrestricted free agent.
Got it. Unless they sign him.
Unless they sign him, which I think they probably will, to be honest.
I don't see why they wouldn't.
He'll be being paid the same amount next season.
Get it.
Yeah. So, Borgen played 82 games this season, which meant that he didn't miss a single game.
Yeah, good for him.
Yep, he didn't get sick or injured.
He didn't get the tummy bug they got.
No, that apparently everyone got that no one told the fans about, so.
Yeah.
So, Borgen this season scored...
Ooh, Av's got a goal. Sorry, guys.
Jesus. Yeah. Nice. Who was it?
I don't know who that guy is.
Taves. Yeah, we're watching the Avalanche game as we do this podcast because, like I said, we are in our living room and the Avs are playing. So, it's
4-1. But you know, the podcast must go on.
Oh, nice. Good score. Who is that? Good. Hold on, everyone.
McKinnon. Hold assist.
On. Hold on. I don't know that guy.
Kivaranta?
Kivaranta? I don't know.
Okay. Cool. Good for him.
Nice little squirrel moment there.
Anyways, okay, so we were saying
he's had this season he has scored 3 goals, had 22 assists with a total of 25 points. What is that noise?
It's the washer.
What the heck? I thought I told you to pause it.
I couldn't stop the washer. I stopped the dishwasher, but that's the laundry.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, guys.
He had a total of 186 hits as a defenseman. And other than that, he keeps a pretty private life and only 4 pictures posted on his Instagram.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I couldn't really dig anything up from him, but yeah. So, shoots right, 100 or 204 pounds, all that stuff. He's a lot of hits. Good defenseman. Hopefully, well, I want to keep him. I want to keep him in the team.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah. So, yeah. Only 4 pictures on Instagram. Doesn't look like
what he's... What were they of?
Him.
Oh, just yeah. Chilling.
Yeah, because it doesn't look like he's dating anyone.
Well, I mean, how can they, honestly?
They can. I don't know.
I mean...
Right now is perfect.
Yeah, right now is perfect. But I'm just like... Yeah, it's just... Very interesting what their dating lives
are. Or maybe he is dating someone, but it's like...
On the down low.
On the DL.
So he was drafted, so he didn't have any experience or time with AHL or...
I'm not quite sure. That's a great question. I didn't say anything of that nature. I think he went straight to the NHL from college. So
that's cool. Good for him. So yeah. He must have played well in college.
But yeah, that goes to your point where it's like when you get drafted, you don't go to the NHL or you don't go to AHL or WHL. You can go to the NHL. But I think that you can because Shane Wright, wasn't he drafted by it?
I have no idea.
Exactly.
I mean, well, whoever does his spotlight, I don't know who is doing his spotlight. So
I think... No, he doesn't. He's not on the spotlight because he's not on the main roster. What?
No, he's on my spotlight.
Is he?
Yeah, I have him on my list.
Oh. And do you have your list right in front of you?
I do.
No, okay. Yeah, so definitely an aggressive player. Not a whole lot of bad plays on his part. And yeah, I hope we keep him. Broken record, but I hope we keep him. So that is Will Borgen as our player spotlight. Do you have any questions that I can answer about this dude? Because I don't have a lot.
I was going to say, did you look up his stuff on the Kraken's app?
I did. I looked it up on Wikipedia. The most reliable sources. The most reliable source is Wikipedia, an open source. Yes, the Seattle Kraken app. If anyone doesn't know about the Seattle Kraken app, you can go onto the app and look at player history, player anything. Not only does it have that little like players tab, but you could go onto the website, Seattle Kraken, and go look up not only the players, but like all the players that are in the pipeline as well. So
I'm reading that him and Matty Beniers are housemates.
They live together?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
It says they were housemates last season and commuted together every workday. It's yeah. Kind of cute.
Nine to five, guys.
And I think that they actually still were housemates together during the Christmas season. And I think...
Oh, when they made cookies?
They made cookies. That was so cute. And then I thought that they also went over to the Gord house.
Do they do babysitting for Yanni Gord?
No, but they did matching pajamas with the Gord family.
Oh, okay.
Matty Beniers, I think Will Borgen, and then the Gord family all had matching pajamas, which is super cute.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry. I know these guys are like professional players, right? I'm like, oh, they're so cute. It's funny.
Yeah. So what's next for us? I like doing these player profile, player spotlights.
Whoa.
What?
Nah, what did you say there?
Player profiles.
Oh, you were trying to, got it.
But player spotlights. I'm tossed up between those because I don't want to get too attached to the players. You know what I mean? Because if they leave, you know, just like Wenberg's doing very well in the New York Rangers.
Yeah, and he was with us for the majority of last season.
Geeky's doing well at the Boston Bruins.
Yeah, but he left last season.
Yeah, so.
And then what's his name? Donato.
Oh.
Bad blood between Donato, guys.
We don't talk about Donato. Oh, my God. I don't know what happened there.
Yeah.
If you guys remember that game?
Oh, I remember that game. Where
Grubauer got pissed off.
I have never seen Grubauer get angry like that, and he, like, charged Donato, essentially. Yeah. We were like, oh, Clover. Sorry. Oh, yeah. Clover's stepping on my stuff.
It's okay, Clover.
Clover.
She's sniffing the blankie.
But, yeah, he, I think it, Donato was just, that particular game, Donato was just trying to push the puck in, and he was getting, like, pretty, like, probably too close for comfort for Grub, and he pretty much was like, back off, dude.
Mm-hmm.
But I, like, he, like, took his helmet off and everything. I was like, I have never. It's, like, really, like, few and far that a goalie will actually, like, get into a tuffle. But he started to, and I was, like, blown away. Because they know each other.
Yeah. But they're not teammates anymore.
They're not teammates anymore, but they knew each other at one point. And they were partner. They were, like, teammates at one. Yeah.
Well, Groovy was just blowing up at him. Maybe they didn't really. They were just cordial.
Oh, maybe, but I mean, my personal opinion was just the fact that he was like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And just shocked that he would even have done that in the first place. I don't know. He expected better of him, is what I'm thinking. I mean, it's a game.
Why would you assume? You know, it's like, you don't assume against like a former teammate.
The gentleman.
Yeah, so, you know. Even if they were a part of the Krakens, it's like, once you go against us, even if you're a part of this organization, no matter how much you believed in it, you're against us now. So,
yeah.
That's probably where Grubauer is at. I don't know. Plus, maybe the Donato was being a poopy peepee pant. Because he was pretty, like,
he was getting aggressive. He was, like,
especially on our team, he liked to.
Yeah, he was pushing it like too, like he just kept like hitting and hitting and hitting. And you're just like, bro, okay, like the goalie group clearly has the puck or under his glove, like, and we just were like,
yeah,
yeah,
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what's next.
Yeah, those are some people that we have seen leave the team. But no one's left yet.
Maybe.
No one's entered yet. So we'll see. And I think you and I had discussed this preview. Excuse me. But right now, even though, yes, we just lost Hakstol, we may not have a coach until the end of the playoffs. Because decisions, like we, again, have to discuss before, these decisions of where these coaches are going is really dependent on if they win their playoff game.
Which I think it's crazy, because like, it's like these coaches are in their playoffs.
I know. That's what I keep saying.
And what's his, Ron France is like, you know what? I mean, if I'm going to do another coach, I'm going to do it right this time. Because apparently Hakstol was kind of like a last-ditch effort. But I don't know what the story behind that was.
Interesting.
Because Hakstol wasn't even in the top three or something like that.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Do you know who the number one pick was?
For who?
For the original head coach.
No. It might have been still Brendamore.
We have to look into that.
Yeah. Because Brendamore, guys, he is being sniped at right now. He has like, the Kraken have a gun, and Brendan Moore's in the scope right now, and we want it.
Yeah.
And the Carolina Hurricanes lost three in a row this series, so if Carolina gets a early exit in 2 days from now because they just played,
it's a possibility. And then you said the assistant coach from the Bruins is also a possibility. Yeah.
I don't know his name though.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really bad with names, but it was an assistant head coach or assistant coach, and then Brenda Moore, and then there was somebody else. I don't know who it was. So, and then Jay Leach But
there you go.
Yeah, but I don't really want to. But I could see why we wouldn't want to do Jay Leach just to make sure that. What is that?
It's a helicopter.
Flight for Life.
Probably.
Just to keep the defense all squared away and keep it in the top 10 kind of deal.
Yeah, they made some progress this season, so hopefully they can maintain that. And if they lose their defensive coordinator, then it's a potential.
Who, but, us lose a defensive coordinator position?
Well, if we lose the defensive coordinator in the sense because of, like...
Because Leach gets promoted?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then, like, sure, he may personally be like, let's not slack on the defense, but he won't be the defensive coordinator.
Yeah, but even if they couldn't receive Brendan Moore, I think that Jay Leach should do it.
We'll see.
Jay Leach will... He won't let that defense go to shit.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying it's a possibility, yeah, though, too.
Exactly.
So
it's kind of crazy that we're waiting on this one shot to.
Yeah, it is potentially,
because, like, you know, Brendan Moore's doing well for himself. He made it to the round two of the playoffs for the Hurricane.
Mm-hmm.
And even if he has a contract, it doesn't matter because
they can always say
get
out.
Yeah.
Because technically, Haxel had a contract.
No, exactly.
So, anyways.
But yeah, that's it. Yeah. Anyways, what?
No, there's... Anything else to add?
No, not really. We could add more later. And you guys could listen to another one later.
Yeah. No, there's not a lot of other news going on right now, so...
Yeah, we're kind of in a lull period here.
Yeah.
I'm looking every day. Yeah, cracking news and stuff like that. I just recently deleted my, not deleted, I just deleted the app because I needed to free up some space, storage space for my phone, because I think my phone is like 64 gigabytes. And yeah, so I got rid of Twitter or X, and that's kind of like where I see most, because like there are a bunch of other Kraken fans out there who like to post, and they're really quick with it. They're like real quick to like get out information, like new information. So that's kind of like one of my top sources. And some of them post like their sources too. So I go look at it. But as of right now, there's not a whole lot going on. They're all talking about the Firebirds being in the playoffs.
Yeah, in their own playoffs, which, yeah, good for them.
Yeah, good for them. And most of the players on the Firebirds aren't ready to move up to
but hopefully
NHL.
They can
except for Shane Wright, obviously.
Yeah, hopefully they can progress some guys and move them up through the pipeline.
Yeah,
but awesome.
Yeah, so that's it, everyone. If you like this podcast, let us know. But until next time, squids
don't give up the deep.